Okay, this is the best thing I'll see on the internet today.
What's that?
I am confident of it. The video of you at the Harley store getting ready for your motorcycle class next week.
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
Is it up?
It's, yes, it's on okay. the KLRC Morning Show Facebook page this morning.
Getting outfitted.
This, you channeling your inner biker chick, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew you had gone, first of all. That's some legit gear.
I know. And the thing is, I had no idea what I was doing. So I needed help. And Sharita, she showed up in a big way. And she helped me find
the look gear. On her face at some points.
She's like, what are you doing here? That's what she's thinking, I think, half the time. No, she was super sweet. And I'm excited. I think that, I mean, I'm getting closer. Monday is my class. So there's a part of me that's a little nervous and then a part of me that's super excited. And, you know, they even gave me like chaps.
I know.
But they're almost impossible to get on.
I was going to say, how long did it take to put those on?
Yeah, I needed her help. So okay. I'm just thinking I'm probably going to have to just sleep in my chaps like the night before and just walk in there. With them on.
To be ready.
So I'm not
like
late.
Like the kid that puts the clothes out before school.
That's 100%.
Okay.
So, and I'll probably drive to the Harley place with my helmet on in the car.
I was going
to
say, you leaving the Harley store with your helmet on in the SUV is something. But the joy on your face, I can tell this has hit.
I feel like
that inner biker.
I kind of belong there a little bit. It was fun. I had a great time.
I'm not sure about your, what would you call those, hand gestures?
I was trying to be a biker.
Okay. I'm not sure that's biker material, but we'll let our listeners decide this morning. You can comment and let us know if you think Christy's really got the inner biker in her.
Yeah. Do you see a biker success story in my future?
Yes.
I just want to know.
So if you're looking for a little something to smile to start your day this morning, it's up on the KLRC Morning Show Facebook page.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Ready for some good news?
We are too.
Here's your positive difference story of the day.
Okay, Mark, I just think this is so awesome. This teenager, now this isn't going to sound awesome starting out, but
okay.
He was sentenced to 100 years in prison.
Yeah, that doesn't sound awesome.
Yeah, but he was determined to better himself.
Okay.
So Bernard McKinley, that's his name, he was arrested for a gang-related murder when he was 16. Then at the age of 19, a judge said he would live his life in a maximum security prison.
Okay.
So definitely on the wrong path.
Serious stuff, yeah.
Joined a gang, got into some major trouble, obviously a major crime.
Yeah.
Well, while in prison, he realized his family was just drowning in legal fees. And he set out to earn a law degree. He put that in his mind.
Okay.
He said, I'm going to help with all of this.
I've heard about people taking like law school classes while incarcerated.
Hoping to one day. Now, he doesn't even have his GED now. But he hopes to one day help himself and his parents. He never imagined how far he would get. While in prison, he obtained his GED.
Okay.
Then he got a spot in Northwestern's prison education program. Okay, this is in Illinois.
Yeah.
Which is the only program in the country that offers a top 10 university degree to incarcerated students, by the way. So after graduating with his bachelor's, Bernard studied for the LSAT and applied to law school. He got in? Yeah. He managed to get a spot in Northwestern's program, which is a feat for anyone anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Especially someone in prison. The university only has a 4% acceptance rate.
Wow.
So he's a pretty sharp guy.
Yeah.
Well, the hard work continued to pay off when Bernard learned that his sentence was reduced to 25 years. So it went from life, from 100 years, to now you're going to be in for 25 years. And he became a free man this past December, and he's going to start classes this fall and become part of Northwestern Law School's class of 2027.
No way. That's so cool.
He said, just months ago, I was still behind prison bars and not knowing exactly how the future is going to be. And now here I am. I'm about to go to law school,
man.
A free man. He's the first person to take the LSAT while in an Illinois prison, and he's the first person in his family to go to college. He said his goal is to become an attorney, open up a nonprofit legal clinic in the inner city of Chicago, and he said he takes full responsibility for what he did as a teenager, and he just wants to help change the landscape there in Chicago with those inner city kids. Yeah. And he said his words, if he could encourage anyone who's in prison, he said, allow your incarceration to be a time of self-transformation. So I just thought, what a courageous guy.
Yes. And who doesn't love a beautiful redemption story like that?
Yeah.
Right? Ah, that's so cool.
And it's never over, right?
Yeah.
You think it is. You never know what could happen.
Right. I'm sure when there was that 100-year sentence, you're like, okay.
You could say, I'm done.
Yeah.
But he said, no, I'm going to do something with my life. Even though I'm in here, I'm going to do something. And then you can just see how God started chipping away, too.
He's like, hey, I've got a bigger plan if you'll follow me here. Wow, that's beautiful. It's our positive difference story of the day.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
It's Mark and Christy. We were talking yesterday. You had that story you read about was it triplets, right?
Yeah.
Who were born and their parents are like, we're not telling them who came out first.
Yeah.
We're not telling the birth order. And they kept the secret for 18 years.
Yeah, they revealed it on their 18th birthday.
Even though the kids like tried to find documents, the whole deal, they literally didn't know until their 18th birthday.
Yeah. Who's the youngest? Who's the oldest? Uh-huh. Who's the middle?
And sure enough, even though they didn't know, they kind of live out the stereotypes of what the researchers say are this birth order.
Yeah.
Like the firstborns, the middle child, that kind of stuff. And they actually, even though they had no idea the whole time who was the true firstborn, they still actually just displayed the stereotypes.
Yeah. And you know what, too? And there are exceptions to the rules because you have certain family dynamics that are different for every family. Like they say sometimes, like if the oldest might struggle with addiction and may go a different route or something in life, then a lot of times the middle child will step up and kind of take on a lot of those personality traits of what the oldest typically would.
Yep.
Or if you have blended families, maybe they started out a certain way and then they blend. So there are a lot of environmental things that come into play.
Sure.
But like the generalized research on stereotypical families, your oldest typically, they're usually the caregiver. They're more responsible. They're usually more successful. They're goal-oriented. They're more responsible.
And I guess that's because they kind of had to figure it out on their own. They weren't following the trail of their siblings.
And they're usually closer to one of the parents. Most of the time it's the mom, the firstborn.
Okay.
And they also have younger siblings, so a lot of times they are taking care.
Yeah, that makes sense,
too. So there's that going on.
Okay.
Then you've got the middle child who feels like sometimes you're competing with the vying for attention from both the oldest and the youngest.
Stuck in the middle, yeah.
They're kind of stuck in that middle, but they're usually more flexible.
Okay.
They're oftentimes the peacemakers.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to keep everybody happy. And they're usually, they have a stronger sense of not belonging than the other siblings, but they're all about being great mediators with fairness in situations.
All right.
So that's a little bit about
the middle.
The middle. And then the youngest.
The babies.
Yeah, the babies. They're a little bit more rebellious. Probably because they see, a lot of other things going on. So they're like, I can get away with this. They're risk takers.
Parents, once you get down to that third one, you're like, okay, we might have been a little too strict here.
Yeah, we're tired.
Right. And I wonder if that fosters a little bit of that.
Yeah. The youngest tend to be charming. They're easygoing. They're usually free-spirited.
Okay.
They're dependent because they've been a little extra.
Always had somebody around.
Yeah. Someone's always looking out for them. And they're usually the comedians of the family. And they say the youngest make good salesmen.
Okay. All right.
So,
interesting.
Know. There you go.
So we actually put some, they're not baby pictures. They're, I guess, young child pictures of you and I up on the Facebook page yesterday, because we're going to talk about birth order today. It's been pretty awesome to see people guess what they think you and I are.
Yeah.
You got, and we'll reveal this morning, but Radina says, Mark first child, Christy middle child.
Why? Okay. I would like to know the reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Debbie thinks I'm a middle child and you're an oldest, a firstborn.
Okay, okay.
So those are just a few of the guesses.
Debbie thinks
this
I'm
morning.
More mature than you. That's what she
That's
just said.
Probably what it is, sure. And by the way, if you want to join the conversation this morning, we'd love to know, like, what do you love about your birth order?
Yeah.
If you're a middle child, do you love it? Did you like being a middle child or a firstborn or even the baby?
Yeah, or even an only child. You know, only children, they've got characteristics too.
Yeah, yeah.
So tend to be also high achievers a lot of times.
Okay, because you kind of probably like those firstborns. You just got to figure it out, I guess.
Yeah, and a high sense of independence.
Okay.
Sometimes they can be a little spoiled.
I guess.
And they're sensitive to criticism, but also can have great qualities like making friends and that sort of thing. Anyway, definite characteristics there with the birth order and different things like that. So I would love to know how your birth order, how it's benefited you.
Yeah. Like, what do you love about it?
Yeah.
You can join the conversation this morning, call or text us 1-800-909-KLRC. That's 800-909-5572.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
We've been talking about birth order stuff. If you believe what the researchers, the psychologists say, it makes a difference.
Yeah,
if you're a first child, if you're middle, if you're a baby. There was that story yesterday about the parents that decided we weren't even going to tell our triplets which one came out first for 18 years till their 18th birthday. They had no idea.
Yeah.
Kept the big secret. And then turned out, sure enough, they all lived up to what the birth order would say.
Yeah.
Even like minutes apart, which is wild when you think about it.
Firstborns more likely to be the boss. They're also caregivers. They're responsible. Oldest children are closer to mom usually, and they're more successful, goal-oriented. But now, this is not, you know, true all the time.
Right.
There's always exceptions.
These are stereotypes.
There's different family dynamics,
tendencies.
Environmental, you know, nurturing situations. Anyway, middle children tend to be more peacemakers. And a lot of times they might compete for attention between the oldest and the youngest. So sometimes they do risk being ignored. They find themselves in the middle of a lot of everything. So that's why they become peacemakers a lot of times. Mediators. They're trustworthy friends.
Okay.
Typically middle children.
I could see that.
And they work well as a team.
Okay.
And then you've got the youngest.
The babies.
He's kind of like the little tornado. They tend to be outgoing, fun-loving, charming, easygoing. A lot of times they're comedian, free-spirited, rebellious.
Yeah.
Uncomplicated.
Okay.
That's not bad.
All right.
So those are qualities.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, you know, which one you are.
Do you want me to reveal? Because we did put this on the morning show Facebook page yesterday. Wondering what, if anybody could guess what each of us are. And there were a lot of guesses. And it was interesting. So Debbie thinks I'm a middle, thinks you're an oldest.
Oh, I guess. Because I'm so mature.
that must be what it
and responsible
drove that. Radina thought I was a firstborn and that you were a middle child.
Okay.
That's interesting. And let's see. Gabby thinks I'm a firstborn, an oldest, and that you're a youngest. A couple of them got it. I'm a firstborn.
Yeah. That's so all over you.
What?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, you're like, between the two of us, you're the mature one. You're the one that keeps us grounded and level.
Okay.
You offer great advice.
Uh-huh.
You're always looking ahead and worried about us. And I get to just come along and have fun.
The firstborns. I only have one sibling. I have a younger brother. So we don't really have a middle. So I don't know what that's like. But I've got four kids. So I definitely, we got the gamut there. And I can definitely see those traits play out. I guess I do probably have a lot of the firstborn stereotypes.
Well, and they say that plays out in all your relationships, your birth order, like where it could be marriage, it could be workplace, friendships, all of that. And so there's this complementary thing going on.
Yeah.
And in marriage, do you see that playing out well? Because they say that the oldest and the youngest usually make the best complementary pair, but it doesn't have to be that.
I have heard that like putting two firstborns together can get a little interesting.
Yeah.
I guess I probably knew what birth order she was when Tiff and I got married. I didn't know about all the research stuff around it, but I'm the firstborn. She's the baby in the family.
That's supposed to be
a good match.
Does it work?
I mean, it's worked for 25 years.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I think it's a good thing because she is super responsible. So I'm not saying she's not, but she's a little more relaxed. Mm-hmm. She, she's able to kind of go with the flow a little bit more. I kind of have that, like, we must have a plan. We're executing the plan.
Right.
Let's do the plan kind of thing. And she's able to kind of just take a breath and laugh a little bit better than I do. And I think that helps us definitely in our relationship. We had a listener who called and said they loved being a firstborn because, they said it was tough as a kid. Because I guess you're going through everything.
Because the youngest got away with everything.
Yes, and they always think the youngest get a better deal. But, which is true, actually. speaking as a firstborn. But they said they love being the protector. And I was like, I could see that.
Yeah, and kind of that caregiver.
Yeah, they have a younger sibling. And now that they're adults, they have this cool relationship where the younger one comes to them for advice. Mm-hmm. And they get to be there to kind of help protect them along the way. And I was like, okay. Yeah. That's kind of cool. I do like that. Yeah. So,
well, we'd love to hear from you this morning and how birth order has played out in your life, maybe your marriage, your workplace, and does the research ring true for you? Mm-hmm. We'd love to know.
Yeah. And do you like where you landed in the birth order? Like, hey, I love being a firstborner.
Yeah.
I'm a happy middle child. Are there happy middle children? I'm just kidding.
I think really. So. My sister is one.
Yeah. I think middle children, reveals. I think I have to learn to be a little more flexible. Along the way.
Yeah.
Because you kind of got to manage all the different siblings along the way.
My sister is the hero of our family. I'll just say that. And okay.
She's the middle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're going to reveal later, too,
where I come from.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You can join in at 1-800-909-KLRC if you want to call or text 800-909-5572.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Always by my side. 90.9 KLRC. Good morning. It's Mark and Christy.
So we were talking birth order. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the researchers say when it comes to marriage, what the ideal is, a firstborn mm-hmm. and the youngest.
Right.
That they say is the ideal pairing. Well, Crystal jumped in. She goes to show you don't always have to fit the ideal. She says, my husband and I, we're both babies. They're both the youngest in their family. We've been married 13 years, dating for 16 years, and we mesh really well.
Okay.
She did say he's a little more relaxed and easygoing. I'm a little more strict, and that's, probably personalities, all that kind of deal. But shout out Crystal and her husband.
Yeah, two youngest.
Embracing their work. Youngest in the birth order. You can join in, too, if you want to tell us. We'd love to know what birth order are you, and what do you love about it? Like, has it worked out pretty well? You can tell us 1-800-909-KLRC. You can call or text 800-909-5572. So we're talking birth order. Yesterday we heard about those triplets that went all the way until they were 18. Their parents wouldn't tell them the order that they were born in.
I didn't want them to get plugged into those stereotypes.
Yeah. And sure enough, they still totally do it. They fit the stereotypes. When they told them at 18, they're like, yeah, just how it works, I guess. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about birth order and what are you and what do you love about it? What's your experience been like? It's been fun to watch people guess on the Facebook page what they think we are. A couple of people guess I was firstborn. You got that, I guess.
You totally are because you're bossy.
Is that what that is? Those driven firstborns?
Yeah.
Something like that?
You are, though. You're driven and you do have that, responsible... mature.
Somebody said protector. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm like, that feels good.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Those middles are what more kind of they're the peacemakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're kind of vying for attention because the oldest and youngest tend to take it. And they're more flexible.
Yeah.
They are more likely to, yes, be the peacemakers. They're trustworthy friends.
You know,
and they work well as team members.
A couple of people on the Facebook page guessed that you were a middle. And I was like, have you heard her in the Battle of Generations? There's no peacemaking going on here.
Yeah.
You are absolutely... the baby, whatever, the youngest. Yeah. What's the best way to call that?
Yes, I am.
Be offensive.
You just call me a big baby, Mark.
No.
Just kidding. Yeah, no, yes. The baby, I definitely scream that stereotype. Rebellious, risk taker. I don't feel like I'm those things really as much anymore, but definitely.
Sure. Because your character, your maturity.
There's something in me that's got a little bit of that going on. I mean, I'm about to take a motorcycle class.
Right.
So there's the risk taker factor, right? Outgoing. Fun-loving, charming. Mm-hmm. These are the good qualities.
Okay.
Easygoing, free-spirited. I would say I definitely have those qualities and some of the other ones that aren't so great that come along with the youngest. But they say in marriage, like oldest and youngest make
the best
compatibility. Yeah, couple.
Yeah, but we've had people chime in. They're like, maybe not so. It doesn't always have to be that way.
Hey, calling about the birth order.
Yeah, thing. What birth order are you?
Listen, both my wife and I are middle children, and I've got to tell you, no one understands the value of compromise, deal-making, brokering,
yes,
peacemaking like a middle child.
That's a good point. You would think the ideal mix would be two middles.
I totally agree. And,
wow.
And added bonus, because you're always getting overlooked, you really don't need much attention, so you're used to that too.
So you're both fine with not...
So you're both, hey, I don't need you to pay that much attention, and I'll compromise on it.
You don't take it personal if you don't get much attention. You're used to it. Okay.
Yes.
That's right. We were conditioned our whole life. Now, my wife and I are working on year number 26.
So wow, that's awesome.
Out. So being ignored has become a strength.
Yes.
That's right. Exactly.
Love it.
That is awesome.
Hey, thanks for sharing this morning.
Yeah. You bet. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
We were talking birth order this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Got started after we read about those triplets that grew up all 18 years, first 18 years of their life. Mom and dad wouldn't let them know who was the firstborn, who came out last. They didn't want them to fall into the stereotypes.
Yeah, like their whole life being like, well, I'm the youngest, or he's the middle child, or whatever. Yeah.
So they waited until they were 18, and then it turns out they actually totally fell into these stereotypes without even knowing.
So the research rings true.
In
some families, it's not always, because
broad
there are exceptions.
Strokes.
You have blended families. Sometimes, you know, they say certain kids in the family might take on an addiction, and that kind of puts a gap there, and the other sibling will step up and fill in that gap.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, you know, I'm the youngest. But my sister and brother were out of the home. I still had 4 or 5 years at the house by myself. So I also took on some older child traits.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And so I kind of had the youngest, but then there's some older child traits I have too. So there's definitely a mix, and environment plays a role for sure.
Yeah. And we're wondering what your experience has been. Melody joined in, texted us this morning. She said, I love that you guys are talking about birth order. I've been fascinated by this for years. I love watching people and kind of analyzing how they, you know, fit or don't fit the stereotypes. She said, I'm the oldest. So she's a firstborn of four. And she said, but I have a love-hate relationship with being the oldest. So I absolutely love the maturity that I got from it. Having to look out for my siblings. They ask for advice and protection. So she fits some of those firstborn things. But she said this, I hate how much pressure it's put on me my whole life to have to be the good example to teach everyone's expectations. I was like, ooh. Didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Just
I could see how
maybe those firstborns
could
feel more pressure.
Yeah. Now, you being, you're a firstborn. Did you feel pressure like that?
I don't know. I guess my parents did a good job of they wanted us to make good choices and grow up and mature, but I didn't always feel like there was a huge amount of pressure. But I feel like as a firstborn, I'm like, I was even the oldest of all the grandkids.
Mm.
So I always felt like I think people are going to probably expect me to raise your hand first. To do something or take care of something.
So do you think you naturally assumed the leadership role? Like you naturally took that on?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know that I even realized it at first, but now that I look back on it, yeah, I definitely could see how maybe there's just an underlying pressure. And some of it might not be bad, but it certainly can be. It sounds like, you know, like feeling overwhelmed by it for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting. You can join in too this morning. We'd love to know what your experience has been like.
I'm the middle child, so I'm like the meat in the sandwich. You know, I'm not on top, I'm not on bottom, but I'm right in the middle.
How's that played out for you? What qualities do you have because you're the middle?
Yeah, I think so. Kind of what you were saying earlier too. The peacemaker, kind of like the liaison, kind of the one who helps both sides. Get along. I could definitely see that in my traits and my past and current life experiences with my family and friends. But they do say, and it's not the case with me, but I did a research paper in psychology in high school, but they say the middle child does typically have more psychological problems. It's because they feel like they're left out. They're not the baby and they're not the oldest one in charge. So they're kind of in the middle. They're kind of just hanging out. So
yeah.
Not the case with me, but, you know, definitely something to think about as well.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe get a little extra love on those middle children.
Love your middle child.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
And no problem. You guys have a blessed one.
Happy birthday.
This is just so exciting.
Let's keep this party going.
This is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Hey, happy birthday.
All right, let's do some birthdays. Time for the Marketplace Grill Birthday Bash. It's Thursday, April 25th.
And celebrating today, Denver Simmons, the Big 8 in Concord, Oklahoma, and Rhonda Brown in Stillwell, Oklahoma, having a birthday, as well as Ethan Winant, Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
In Bentonville, Zaylee Mays, 15. And Springdale and Aaron Stewart turning the Big 8 in Fayetteville.
All right. Happy birthday as well to Cade Scoff. It says, Sweet 16 and finally licensed to drive. Enjoy it. Seth Warren turns 10 in Fayetteville today. And also Emery Williams in Siloam Springs. Celebrating a birthday today.
Happy birthday, everybody.
So the randomizer's picking a winner for us. And Rhonda Brown, watch your mail. We've got a gift certificate coming your way to enjoy your birthday with our friends at the Marketplace Grill.
All right, ladies. It's